Hi, this is Pastor Roger Jimenez from Verity Baptist Church in Sacramento, California. I'm just making a quick video to respond to the article put out by the LA Times about myself and Verity Baptist Church and the Red Hot Preaching Conference. If you have not yet seen the article, we put a link in the description below so you can check it out. And this year at the Red Hot Preaching Conference, we had a journalist from the LA Times here at the conference. We even had a photographer from the LA Times come in and take pictures. And they wrote this article. And obviously, when the media writes articles about us, they're not meant to be flattering. They're meant to make us look bad. They're meant to make us look like we're in a cult. But what I want to say is this, that even when these articles are written and they're made to make us look bad, the word of the Lord is still magnified. Because hopefully people are going to read this article and they're going to open up their Bibles and read Leviticus 20:13. They're going to look up sermons from our church or from other new IFB churches. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of people in the LA area who are going to look up the church in El Monte that was mentioned in the article. Hopefully there's going to be people that are going to look up the Psychopath Reprobates documentary that was mentioned in the article. And at the end of the day, the word of the Lord is going to be magnified. Even though the article was meant to make us look bad, even though it was inaccurate. You know, I explained the reprobate doctrine to the reporter very thoroughly. My wife went soul winning with her and very thoroughly explained to her what we believe about the reprobate doctrine. And obviously she misrepresented it and didn't explain it properly. But at the end of the day, it helps the cause of Christ. And for those of you that are watching this and you're thinking, is this a good thing that the media is making churches like ours look bad? You need to realize that it is not new to have the world hate those who preach the word of God. In fact, Jesus said this in Luke chapter 6 in verses 22 and 23. He said, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." And here Jesus is talking about the fact that the prophets who preached the word of God were hated by the world. Jesus was hated by the world. They ended up crucifying him. And it makes sense that the world would hate us too. And to the LA Times, I'd like to just say thank you for all of the free publicity.